Learning lessons the hard way or the easy way, choose to. The brilliance in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is that the angel creates a thought experiment, what the world would be like if our hero hadn't been born. Thought experiments are uniquely human, animals can't do thought experiments. The minimum intelligence required to create a thought experiment is 70. And I am not talking about IQ measured intelligence, I am talking about overall intelligence. The average intelligence in the world is 50. But all my site's visitors qualify, most of the time. So let's look at that movie and see what is a thought experiment. If X were different, in the movie you'd take out the Jimmy Stewart character. And then would look at difference elements between him being there and what the world be like without him. The marriage, the mortgage bank, etc. The amount of happiness, the amount of difference. Now let's look at different examples of thought experiments, all in the area of my work of helping you become someone who loves life, and lives it powerfully. I had an interaction with a client where I informed her that the inflammation and pain she experiences is mainly due to the lack of pumping power from her heart. The inflammation causing waste matters remain in the arteries and capillaries blocking flow in the muscles. She immediately went into a reaction, there is something wrong with me and there is something wrong here and it needs to be fixed. Urgent, urgent, urgent. At the expense of everything else. The vibration of there is something wrong here is 35. To the degree that you hand over your life to that notion, your vibration is lowered. If you stay in this state long enough, your active capacities turn off, and you approach reactive zombie state. It is a state in which I can't work with you, I won't work with you. I'd rather have my eyes poked out than work with you. Other people may not be as astute as myself, but they will avoid you, to one degree or another, adding insult to injury. Now, here is the thought experiment. What would happen if I went into there is something wrong here and there is something wrong with me? The trigger doesn't matter. Let's take two recent potential triggers, me injuring my ear, or me realizing that my heart is getting weaker and weaker. The first result you'd see is no new articles, probably no old articles either. You'd see me being busy trying to fix myself, causing more damage than the original problem. Just a few weeks in this state, and my utilities, my web servers, my internet would be turned off. I would spend my money on doctors, and medication instead. That was a quick thought experiment. Here is a third thought experiment. This person has the sole correction of sharing the light. It is the archetype of stingy. The person is not stingy because they are ungenerous. That's not it at all. They are stingy because they are afraid. A childhood experience taught them that in order to please their mother, they have to be excellent. And today they are never satisfied with what they produce. They start with great enthusiasm, but in the end they withhold their creation, no matter in what field that it is. Childhood praise can do that to you. It creates a craving for praise and anything not praised is not worth doing. So you stop, you slack off, you sabotage, and you suffer. So here is the thought experiment, in the face of what is predictable, abandonment or botching up the projects, poverty, and shame. What would happen if the person learned, from me, probably, that instead of hoping for praise, instead of fighting the odds, if they learn to locate themselves on a scale of 1 to 100, and say, this effort was a 70. This result was 50. And celebrate being on the map. You see, if you withhold your brilliance, you are not on the map. You don't even exist. And that is the only way to live a life of shame, regret, and being beaten. This thought experiment is for you, the reader. Put yourself into this position, and follow my suggestions, as a thought experiment, and see what will happen. Try also to see where the stumbling blocks lie, where you may trip, where you may forget to use this tool, and end up where you are headed. Please send me an email, or if you feel generous today, write a comment. I promise to muscle test for you where you are on the map of 1 to 100. This is a great training. I hope it is now clear how to do a thought experiment. You can do thought experiment in your normal state, and not in a reduced intelligence state. I hope you can see the benefit of practicing seeing that there is nothing wrong with me and there is nothing wrong here. Just repeating the words as a mantra won't do it. You need to see it. You may also be able to see that having someone or something remind you how to get out of your low state is mandatory. Had this woman not written to me, had I not knocked some sense into her, she would have gone all the way to the bottom, and I know her, and she has done that before, go all the way to the bottom. One of my favorite workshops to give is the What's Missing workshop. The core of this workshop is a thought experiment. A thought experiment takes you to a place from where it is obvious, very visible, what you are supposed to do. It takes you out of your normal vantage point where the world looks one way, to a vantage point from where the world looks strikingly different, where this new view gives you access to different actions, different attitudes, different states of being. From there it is easier to see what is relevant and what is not relevant. What needs to be attended to and what can be left alone if you want to move forward to the good life. For a few years in my life, I participated in that workshop at least once a week. Taking that workshop again and again, I traded 1 hour of unpleasant insights for a week of growth. 1 hour of the workshop is unpleasant, the thought experiment part. The more thought experiments you are willing to go through, the faster and easier it gets. It will not be less painful, but it will be faster and clearer what you need to do. Little by little, you'll develop the facility to do it, and hopefully the habit to do it. Whether it is in the area of work, money, relationship, health, or fulfillment, the process is the same. And the good news is, because how you do anything is how you do everything, if you manage to shift your how in one area, it will shift your how in every area, so you work once and get many results. Sweet.